Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome to a Party Friday, Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. I'm talking a little bit of election stuff today. Obviously, we got our ballots the other day. I'm sure everybody else has theirs pretty much right now, too. We got all 50 of our ballots. But I wanted to, we'll be talking
up all across the neighborhoods.
That's right. We'll be talking about Amendment 80. That's the school choice one. And I noticed just on social media, there's a lot of discussion about that in conservative groups, but want to start off with one that we all agree on here. But I worry that not enough people understand it and will vote yes when they should be voting no.
They shouldn't be able to vote.
Exactly. So we brought Carl Honegger on once again to talk about the evils, the perils of ranked choice voting and jungle primaries. Hey, Carl, thanks and welcome back again to the show.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah, thanks so much. I try my best with the background here to just use what Andrew Yang and then I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but John Opdyke.
Okay.
President of Open Primaries, I guess they're having a Zoom meeting coming up here in a couple of days to go over like all the states. Now it's, again, like we've discussed this in the past a lot, the open primaries that they're talking about is just a euphemism. So it's not the terrible open primaries we have now, it's a jungle primary.
It's worse.
I just realized that they don't want to use the word jungle primary because it's the chaos that it sounds like. But this is great to really understand that they view it through the lens of all these different states and Washington, D.C. across the nation, especially states in the West. And that's really what this Prop 131 here in Colorado is all about.
Right. And we've talked about that before. It's a cabal of billionaires who basically want to rig the election system across the country so they don't have to worry about voters anymore
or parties or anything like that.
They just get their choices. Why don't you explain it? Now you've got a slide, so go through as best, you know, because it's important that people understand, like, Colorado has long been, I think, you know, Blueprint Colorado. You've done a ton of work on that, right? Colorado has long been sort of one of the experimental states. And they try something out here, the Democrats do, and the globalist billionaires do, and then they tweak it then and spread it to other states. So why don't you explain what you've discovered is going on, really a nationwide plot?
Yeah, so, and I might have mentioned it in the past, but the fact that Colorado, we've been kind of very independent-minded ever since early 1900s, because there was the free silver, William Jennings Bryan early in the 1900s, and then he folded into the Democrat Party. But there's a lot of that, like, progressive, old school progressive, but like reform. So the reason why we have a primary in Colorado is because they thought, well, it used to be all the parties just handpicked candidates to be on the ballot. They're like, we want people to actually vote who belong to the party. We want them to vote in a primary. And so that's why Unite America and then anybody who kind of falls along with them has decided to look at these different states, is because you have a combo of primaries and then you have a combo of the ability to get things on the ballot. That was another progressive reform early 1900s. So that's why you don't have to have like a grassroots that then like filters up through the legislature. You can just go straight to the ballot, pump out a ton of ads. And so that's why, for example, you know, like Nevada, I think, is a really good one, because they actually passed this 2 years ago, but they have a really smart idea where to pass a constitutional amendment, you have to, in even years when people are paying attention, you have to pass the same language twice. So exact same idea, though, in terms of like the yes on Nevada question three and the way that Kent Theory did things in the past in Colorado, is you see people like just some person who looks like they are a firefighter, and they're like, oh, yes on question three. And so they've spent so far $900,000 almost exclusively from Unite America this election cycle, compared to the opposition of 146K. So it's highly likely that it'll pass Nevada because of that funding difference. Idaho, you've got Prop 1. Now, the Idahoans for open primaries, they've raised $1.2 million. And then the No Ranked Choice Idaho raised $150K, which is good. And they actually have the best ground game. The like Republicans and the No Ranked Choice Idaho, because what they did, and this is what it's kind of too late for it for the Republican Party here in Colorado, but in Idaho, they said basically to every single candidate, we would like you to go out against Prop 1 and publish a video and do like the exact same thing in terms of like, if y'all hand them stand like in front of an American flag and say, here's my reason why I'm voting no. And then they just publish all these videos. And then, so it's the grassroots response to the astroturfed,
that's pretty smart,
so-called open primaries. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the thing is, like, the Idahoans for open primaries, they'll pick like former Governor Butch Otter. I don't know who he is, but they'll get him to like do a photo op. And so that way it's the same kind of like, oh, it's not just Democrats who want this. There's also like some Republican who we've paid to endorse this. But that still is a significant financial disadvantage. 1.2 in favor of passing, 1.2 million versus 0.15 million.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah. Arizona, the Make Elections Fair has spent close to $7 million so far.
Wow.
Nobody has raised funds officially to oppose it. So that's just wild. Like, they're just going to end up with it in Arizona.
Yeah.
So South Dakota, they kind of deviate from the whole, the Unite America Kent Theory viewpoint where you have to have like four or five people in the general election. They're doing just a top two.
Oh.
And so, but again, it's kind of like, it's just the same thing as California, but you have jungle primaries. So it just makes it worse. So nobody there is opposing financially, we see so far. And Veterans for All Voters has raised about $920,000 to support it. And so this is one of those organizations that like, they can kind of float around in the sphere of like Unite America, et cetera. So like they have some photos that came out of Denver a little while ago this year. I think they're going to put out a TV ad here for Colorado, but it's the Noah's Ark strategy. The Kent Theory uses where like, get some dude who's a veteran, right?
Yeah.
Tons of them in America. And like, he'll run the organization. He'll drop into Colorado, find some guy who's also a veteran, run a slick TV ad. And then it sounds like Colorado veterans are for this idea or whatever. In this case, South Dakota, they know, I can imagine, I don't know a whole lot about South Dakota, but like you've got kind of right leaning, got a lot of people who are very involved in like farming, et cetera. So they're really going to go for a Veterans for All Voters TV ad.
Well, they make it sound so good, right? They make it sound like it's all just sweetness and kindness and love. Okay, so we've got Nevada, Idaho, Arizona, South Dakota, Colorado.
And what's the financial differential in Colorado?
I haven't seen the updated numbers, but it's, in terms of millions, in favor, and there's just very little that's been in opposition.
I think I saw Kent Theory had dumped just even recently. I think we're almost up to 13 million by now.
Okay, yeah, because I thought it was like 9 or something like that, but like 13 would make a lot of sense because
right.
They, the way the financials work is, especially in Colorado, because I understand the way they do the financial reporting a little bit better, but basically they're able to kind of like spend the money at the very end and then report who spent it, like after people have already turned in most of their ballots, or like after the election is like ballots are cast.
Spend it all in the last, before the last reporting thing, and then it.
Well, what other states are we, are those all the states, or that's all the states?
No, so you've got actually Montana. So it seems like they've got two different ballot questions, probably because they're actually able to, like, the election system in Montana was actually able to keep these separate. Because that's where, like, it almost didn't get on the ballot in Colorado, because Kent Theory was so insistent that it has to be single issue in terms of like the language, because we can't have two things. They're talking about, well, we want ranked choice voting, we want jungle primary. We have to be able to message on just one thing, pass everything we can in one bill. So anyway, so
even though it's two separate things, right?
Yeah, totally. And so it seems like CI 126 in Montana, theirs is a final four, ranked choice voting, all that. $7.4 million has been raised and taught in favor of it, and then opposition has raised like $3,000.
Wow.
So there you see a little bit more of a variety. I don't know if you guys are aware of the 1630 fund, but there's some spending from them. Unite America, of course, I guess like an Article 4 Action Now Inc. So 1630 fund is like, they'll put money nationally into progressives.
Oh,
they've probably
okay.
spent money here in Colorado, but maybe they like filtered it through
something else.
Yeah.
What do you make of, let me ask you this. One of the things that we have found particularly interesting is the Independence Institute, right? I mean, the Independence Institute, they sound wonderful. They've been sort of a supporter of what you would, for the most part, when you reconsider conservative causes, even though some of their donors are very much establishment. But I was shocked to see that their official position on 131 is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
I mean, I always think about like donors, maybe they think that they can improve the system.
Yeah, by electing their people.
Yeah, I think they've always kind of had like been in favor of ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
And maybe some like, you know, they haven't been a fan of like the primary system that we
right
have now, or like
the assembly, exactly
the way we had in the past. But I think that also because a lot of people have talked about ranked choice voting and like thinking that this is kind of what it's mostly about, they kind of miss the point in terms of how bad this makes it, and that like the ranked choice voting kind of doesn't even count.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is like, if we just look at I was able to look it into, since we last talked, the way it actually works now in Alaska is, so you can have your top five, but they went ahead and went to all the Republicans, and they tried 2 years ago to do rank the red. So they like said, hey, if you're a Republican, Alaska's a Republican state, we want you to like use the ranked choice system for our advantage and like make it make sense. So at least we get one Republican.
Right.
They realized people didn't want to do that. Not only was it confusing, but like they just weren't interested.
Okay.
And so they went ahead and had people sign pledges ahead of time saying, hey, like I may come in second place, third place of the Republicans.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to drop out.
Wow.
And so it's funny because ranked choice voting is like this idea that it's going to improve the system. But because it didn't 2 years ago, especially with like the whole jungle primary crap, they're kind of going around that system and saying, well, we really only want like one Republican on the ballot anyway. and one Democrat. So we're just going to like have all our Republicans drop out
Drop
except
out.
one.
Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I think, the problem with the way that like the Independence Institute may be thinking about this
Well, and
kink
that's
theory
what's
idea.
well, it's tricky because you don't even realize, because you probably don't know all this, right? And some of these rooms are probably back room deals. So you have no idea that this candidate that say you rank number two has already promised to drop out. So it's a complete waste of your vote. I mean, it goes back to what you've taught
Exactly.
before, is this is all, it's just another way to rig it to only this time we don't even know what's going on, right?
Well, I hate to tell people how it actually works, but Phil Anschutz runs and controls the Independence Institute. He also runs and controls Colorado Politics, the Colorado Gazette, the Denver Gazette. He hates grassroots people. He thinks that we shouldn't even have, these awful troglodytes off anywhere. He wants to be able to choose whoever he wants, and he'll win because he'll get all the money. And that's how it's done. I mean, you choose this, you're not going to get any name recognition unless you're already known, unless you spend millions. And where do you get the millions? You get them from Phil. And what does Phil require for that? Allegiance to his Bush-Cheney agenda. And that's all, they're not mental, they're not these deep thinkers that are trying to figure out what's best for Colorado or any other bullshit. They have one thing: do what the boss wants. And if you don't do what the boss wants, you're not part of the Independence Institute. And that's all it takes. And so the rich, the I love you ad saying this will give it back to the average guy. Yeah, I'll give it back to the average guy if he has Phil to Anschutz millions. It's gonna exclude everybody. It's gonna be a millionaire, billionaire's playground, and everybody else can forget about it. And that's all it is. It's simple. If people can get that concept, if you want Phil to make all the choices, then
Oh, Ken Theory, he gets.
well, Ken, Phil has billions. Ken has, tens of millions. And so, you're just gonna be electing rich guys or
Rich
people.
guy's puppets.
Rich guy's puppets. The common man who Phil hates isn't going to be any part of the system. And if you want Phil to make your choices, then I guess there are worse people than Phil to do it. So vote for it.
Yeah, I think that to really bring that home in terms of like having people change their minds about a subject if they're a politician, Ken Buck is just very interesting in terms of like lately, because I have the receipts right here. I'll read it. So in Colorado, all our TV ads are being put out by our, I mean like the people who are in favor of Prop 131, the 76 group, they're the ones running the campaign and doing the TV ads, but it's being funneled through Let Colorado Vote. Let Colorado Vote, that's the organization that pushed for the open primaries in 2016, the Prop 107, 108. Anyway, so Ken Buck, I go back to his Facebook page in 2017. So the open primaries were passed, and Ken Buck points out that he argued against open primaries in 2016. And he makes a very good argument. He says that I argued that Coloradans should preserve their right to free association, allowing party members to select their own nominees. Right? That's great, Ken. I couldn't have made it, a better argument myself. So then he comes out, I mean, like almost exactly. Let's see if I'm doing the math right. 7 years to the month in favor of Prop 131. So I've got like his quotes on Facebook 7 years ago saying, here's why I opposed open primaries when we passed it in 2016. But now all of a sudden, like it'll get rid of spoilers. Because he, of course, he points to CD8, because of course CD8, we have that one libertarian who kind of was like a
Right.
spoiler. So now the problem is though, I don't know where he's been, if he's been in Washington, D.C. this whole time, but the spoiler issue was resolved because the Libertarian Party made an agreement
Right.
with Republicans. If somebody like Gabe Evans, right, signs an agreement with the Libertarians, hey, we're going to include some of your platform in ours. If we run for Congress, have your Libertarian spoiler drop out.
Right.
Solved. We don't need
Right.
Prop 131. So why is Ken Buck? It's like,
I
who
need to go with
paid for the
money.
brain surgery?
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing you pointed out before with ranked choice voting and jungle primaries, to a certain extent, there are a bunch of them are spoilers. The billionaires have gotten together beforehand and kind of decided who they want their candidates to be. And everyone else is just kind of, I don't know, to give us the illusion that we're actually able to make a choice. Well, let me, because we only got a couple more minutes here, Carl. I mean, why do you think this is gaining? Why are they pushing for this nationally? Does it have to do with, once again, they want to try? Well, why do you think?
So it was always super weird when I did Alaska because Alaska only has that one congressional seat. So if you look at like the map behind me and you look at all the spaces that they have to be filled in, I guess I'll figure out where to point. So anything that is west of the Mississippi and had those progressive reforms that made it so you get something on the ballot very easily. And then
Ah.
those states, if they can fill in those states, let's say, with you're using the color orange, and get all those additional states to have their congressional candidates. So I'm not really thinking about the Senate because those are so high profile that the national parties will involve themselves, but all the congressional seats, the U.S. House of Representatives, what they're going for. So that's why they used Alaska as kind of their test. And then
Oh.
shortly after, they've got all these different states. They've got Washington, D.C. But so they'll have the states they're getting this year. And then in 2 years, they're going to add in, so many other states. I'm not sure which ones, but
Right.
I know where they're going to be located, right? So maybe North Dakota, right? Like if it
Sure.
passes Idaho, South Dakota, they'll go North Dakota.
South Dakota.
Then Kent Theory and Catherine Murdoch. Because they think about like New York City, Fox News, Washington, D.C. Catherine Murdoch will be able to basically fight Fox News, where she got her money from, right? Her father-in-law,
Right.
by controlling all the congressional representatives from all these different states.
Yeah,
Yeah.
makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah. It's a good plan if you can get it. Carl, people have asked where do you have a Substack or where can, and you do, because I think you do, right? Where
I
can,
don't actually. Go to my Twitter. It's just Liberty Carl. It's Carl with a K. And then that's where I'll start publishing more stuff as we're getting closer because people are starting to actually pay attention to what's on their ballots. And
All
that
right.
sounds great. Well, thanks so much for
Thank
coming
you.
on. We
Yes, and
always
keeping
enjoy
us
it. We
posted.
always
Yeah.
learn a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah. Thanks a
All
lot.
right. All right. Thank you very much. From Charlene. Well, yeah, that's one of the ways they blocked out Sarah Palin. Before we go, I saw we have Carolyn Martin here. And before we go to her, though, I do want to one thing, because this is kind of interesting. So I see a lot of talk with people saying, should I vote to retain judges? And your answer to that is.
Well, the only chance you have of any justice is if you vote no on every justice except ones you personally like. Every judge has been appointed by a Democrat, and therefore you're Republican. You have no chance. The only way anyone at the legislature will start paying any attention to your concerns will be if it all of a sudden they're not getting retained. Then they may try to have one or two Republican judges somewhere. But voting yes automatically is stupid.
And I've
And
heard.
if you have a judge, you've seen a judge you like and think you've done a good job, vote yes. But your fallback position has to be vote no, or we have no chance in Colorado most of the time. No chance. You have such biased left-wing judges in Denver, but everywhere, because they're not appointed locally, they're appointed
By the
by
governor.
POLIS. And approved by the legislature. So, just vote no. We won't, of course, because, we're Republicans and we're dumb, but
No, we will.
you should vote no on
I've
all of
seen in some conservative sites people saying, well, yeah, but then they'll just appoint another Democrat. So then we vote them out too. right? It's pretty simple. We keep voting them out.
I mean,
then we vote them out too.
Yeah.
But at least for there is some pushback. So three of the Colorado Supreme Court justices are up for re-election. I say vote no on all of them. Monica Marquez, Maria Birkencotter, and Brian Boatwright. But Monica Marquez is one of the judges who voted to keep Trump off of the ballot. And on Article 3, under Mike Davis, has launched some ads that they're putting out. Actually, a little bit of money is being put out on that, urging people to vote no on that. And Thomas, and so here, I just wanted to play the ad for you. Thomas, if we could please play the no on judge soundbite.
Colorado Chief Justice Monica Marquez tried to take Trump off the Colorado ballot, illegally. She wanted to disenfranchise over 550,000 Trump primary voters. This was so outrageous the Supreme Court stepped in, a 9-0 decision. Even the three left-wing justices reversed her. Marquez doesn't respect Colorado voters. She doesn't respect democracy. It's time to fire her. Vote no on retaining Monica Marquez on November 5th.
And if you get to the ballot and you're feeling that, you're like, you know, which one am I supposed to vote no on? Just vote no on all of them.
Right.
Right. All right. Hey, I see we have Carolyn Martin with us now. So we'd like to go ahead and bring up. So the last show we had, or one of the shows we had recently, we were talking about Amendment 80, which is a constitutional amendment regarding school choice. And Carolyn sent me a very nice email saying, basically disagreeing with us, because we were saying we were at least at that point leaning towards supporting it. And Carolyn, so let me make my case, because I know in the, some of the conservative social media sites, there is a lot of talk about this and people are kind of, what should I do? What should I do? So we at least wanted to have her side. And Carolyn is with the Christian Home Educators of Colorado. So, hey, Carolyn, thank you for reaching out.
Thanks for coming on the show, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me and letting me say what my position is.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Yeah.
So Amendment 80.
Let her do it. Yeah.
It's okay. I do want to say to start out, I definitely support the parents' right to direct the education of their children. That I definitely support. But this amendment has a bunch of other stuff in it, like the right to a quality education for children and the right to school choice for K-12 child. So it's giving rights to children. And that's tricky when we're talking about parental rights. And of course, the courts that we have today. So I am opposed to this measure because it gives children rights. And that means the state's going to have to step in somewhere along the line to make sure that child has that the ability to exercise that right.
Well, let me ask you this question. Isn't that all a ruse on your part?
Chuck.
What do you mean it's a ruse? Why would it be a ruse?
You wouldn't care what the legislation said. You wouldn't care what words were in it. You belong to an organization that opposes all, and I mean all, school choice. You believe that school choice gets the government into education for beyond just public schools. You want to give parents who can't afford private schools the devil's choice of either homeschooling your kid, and a lot of people can't, or going to the public schools. That's what the Christian Home Educators.
No, that is not true, Chuck.
It's not true. I've got your page.
I am against funding for private education. That is true.
And including charter school. You're against charter
school? No, I am not against charter schools.
You're against choice.
That's a public school. A charter schools are public schools. No problem.
No, you don't like charter school. You don't like any choice.
Okay, why are you saying that I don't like charter schools?
Because on your website, provided, it says we're not for choice. We are only for homeschooling. Your choice, if you can't afford to go to a private school, is homeschooling. And you're destroying, and this isn't just Colorado, it's across the country. You oppose school choice. You oppose school choice referendums and initiatives. You don't care what they say. You believe that if you allow parents to go to charter schools, the charter schools will eventually become part of the machine. You would leave our education in charge of all the supporters of your position, the ACLU,
No.
School, yes, Every person who's on your side is either atheist, agnostic, and far left. You can look up who's for.
But
Yes.
they're
Oh,
not,
okay. Yes,
they,
they're all for it.
no, they, yeah, I know those people are not for it because they think that this is going to lead to funding of all education choices, right? By the public, by the government. That's what they think. That's why they're opposing it. That's not why I'm opposed to it.
You don't believe in school
So
choice for kids.
I do. And from the website, it says
Yeah.
we support school choice.
Yeah, but the choice is only homeschooling
That
or public
parents can
school.
make informed educational choices for their children. We have long fought for these things, including charter schools. I don't have
No,
a
you
problem
haven't.
with charter schools.
You do have a problem with charter schools because they're public schools. They're funded by the.
And public schools should stay public. In other words, the government
So
controls
no charter
public schools.
schools.
No, charter schools are government schools.
That's right, and you hate them.
No, I don't hate them.
Yeah, you hate them.
We
Your
want
organization
them.
does.
No, we don't, Chuck.
Yes, you do.
No, we
Well,
don't.
okay, then
I
Chuck, she
don't.
can say she actually doesn't.
List all the other people with you. Let's
Does
say
that
go.
matter? What? Seriously?
Because it's
Just
a left
because the
wing deal.
ACLU.
It's how you
No.
fool people.
Okay.
It's how
No.
you're conning people across the country opposing all school choice ones, which allows something than other than homeschooling. And you get your,
No,
where do you
what
get your money
happened? Okay,
from?
Chuck, let her answer. Let her answer, Chuck.
Where do I, we get our money from people who homeschool. But
Or maybe you get them from the ACLU. Maybe you get
no, we
them
don't
from,
get any money from
how
the
do you know? Have you checked the
ACLU.
funding
That's
for the
ridiculous.
national
Okay,
one?
look, what they have done, what do you mean, the HSLDA? We're not
Yeah.
associated with them. We might
You're
partner
not?
with them in certain things. We might agree on things,
No.
but that doesn't mean we are together the same organization.
So you're different than the national
School
organization.
choice, they have redefined school choice to mean that the money follows the child. That is problematic for homeschoolers. We have seen it. Every state that's passed it has increased regulation on homeschooling, and we don't want that.
But you
That
don't
is
want
what
any,
we
you
are
want
opposed to.
homeschooling or public schools?
No, we like private schools,
Oh,
privately
I forgot
funded
money.
schools.
If you got the money for a private school,
Wait,
it's okay.
let me clarify, Chuck. Don't be, let me just, because I think you're confusing people.
I'm not
So,
confusing
well,
people.
you're confusing me.
Well, that's not people, but everybody.
And because I also want to get into actually the amendment. I understand that it's important to understand different people back this.
That it doesn't matter what the amendment says.
So your
Yes, it
organization,
does, Chuck.
yeah, it
It
does.
matters. Wording matters. If it had just said parents have the right to direct their education and that parents have school choice, no problem. The fact is they gave it to the child, which then puts the state in the middle. That's the problem.
Why across the country do you, the group that you partner opposes school choice? Well, you can roll your
We
eyes.
oppose the f money following the child,
But you
government
can't have
money
charter schools.
following the, no,
No, the
Ch charter
charter schools
schools
are public
are
schools.
public schools.
I know they are, and you're therefore against
That's
them.
not up, no, we're not.
Oh,
That
okay.
is
It's
within
a
the public
ruse.
school
It's a
system. It is
ruse.
not a ruse,
It is
Chuck.
a
It is
ruse.
not a ruse. No, it's
And you
not.
will cause the one chance that people who send their kids to charter schools can help, and including ourselves, that can help on the constitutional level you oppose. We will never get this
Okay.
chance again. Never catch it.
Let
And
me ask you this, Chuck.
all your partners in this are extreme left-wing groups. Yes or no?
I don't
No,
know
they're
the.
not my
They're
partners.
not.
I
I
do
stayed
not
shielded.
stand with the ACLU or the CEA. I don't stand with them.
Who
Just
is
because we
who?
have the same position doesn't mean we stand together on this.
Well, yeah, that's just semantics. Together,
Let
you
me
are
just back
to.
up and tell you about what, like, okay. So you were talking earlier about Anschutz, right? I believe he's the one behind this, right?
Yes.
So, Independence Institute, funded by Anschutz, they were trying to get this measure pulled too because they see it as a no-win situation. They came out in support of this measure because they don't want to burn their bridges with Anschutz. But truthfully, they understand the danger of this proposal.
Why didn't they
It's
support it?
because of Anschutz.
Just because
Because
Anschutz
of
voted
their
for
political, and that's what
it.
everybody
Anschutz.
is doing with this. They're acting like yeah, we're not going to get political support on other things, so we've got to support this
Let me
measure.
ask you, do you know where did this come? Because I've seen reading in the thing, some people said they voted no simply because KBB and the the advanced Colorado people who some of us don't trust
Right.
were for it. Who came up with this
Not
idea?
for it. They're the ones
They're...
that ran it.
Right. Well, that's I
Okay.
mean, but who came up with this idea and why do you think?
Well, why? Because this whole movement of school choice is spreading
Okay.
across the country, and this is their way of trying to do it. But the problem is, they were saying that that charter bill that was brought this legislative session, this somehow would stop that. This won't stop that. This won't stop the government from trying to regulate charter schools. There's no reason. This doesn't say anything in this
Then
measure
why don't
about
you
them.
put up an initiative saying the government cannot control charter schools rather than destroying the chance for kids throughout the state not have to be in a regular public school?
Because that's we're a support organization for homeschooling.
Yeah, I know, and you
Why
oppose
don't
everything
you
else.
put up a measure to do that, Chuck?
Well, I don't have the money,
I
but you
don't
guys are
have
rich.
money.
You have all these
We don't
attorneys.
have money either.
You're a PR director.
Let me
You're
ask you
I am
this.
not a PR director. I
Government
lobby.
relations
I
director.
don't know why Chuck
I
is being so
lobby at
aggressive
the
here. Gentlemen,
Capitol for parental rights, religious liberty, and home
let me
education.
ask you this,
And
because I
I
think.
watch how they take away parental rights and give it to children every year.
And you're
This
going to take
would.
it away from
No,
us.
let me.
No, this is going to.
Yes.
Chuck,
No.
let me see. Chuck, hang on a second. Just
Okay.
hang on a second. Let me talk. Because I want to make sure, because there are a lot of people out here, and I don't want this to get turned into a discussion about one organization or another organization, right? Because I read in the social media stuff, a lot of people are confused about it, even in our columns here.
They shouldn't be.
Okay, can I talk?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to be Kamala Harris. I'm talking now. The way I understand it, this is the way the issue comes down. So we have this constitutional amendment that would be given the fact that, particularly in Colorado, it's sort of a ground zero for attacks on school choice and charter schools and school choice in general, that this is an attempt to put it in the Constitution so the legislature can't sort of slowly or quickly erode our ability to have school choice. That's what the for argument would be.
Yes.
I'm talking now.
Well, I'm saying yes.
No, you can't. The anti-argument that people like you are saying is the language is problematic because it gives the right to the child, and you are concerned that what this will do is have the government under Jared Polis come in and say, "Oh, well, you're teaching religion to the child, and that's not a quality education, or you're not teaching transgender ideology to a child, and that's not transgender." And what they'll do is use the Constitution now, which we can't fiddle with, really, as an excuse to come in and not support parents' rights, but take over parents' rights. Is that kind of it in a nutshell?
Basically, yes. That would basically be it. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to make clear there are a lot of homeschoolers that use the public school and charter schools for different programs and sports and everything else. So there
Right.
is no way that I stand against that access that
You're against
homeschoolers
it.
have to
You're
public
across
schools.
the country, the Christian home education umbrella group opposes the school choice initiatives, correct?
I want to just clarify because it depends how you're defining school choice. And that's
Okay.
what I've been trying to tell you is that across the nation, yes, a lot of Christian homeschoolers do not support government funding for home education.
Why not? Oh, because then they could tell you what to do.
Because then they can tell us what to do. And that's
Okay.
the hitch with this idea of quality education. What is quality? To them, we've already seen in the last 2 years, as the Department of Ed has looked at their funding mechanism for these part-time public school programs that homeschoolers utilize, that now you must follow the standards of the state. The standards of the state are bad. They are really bad. They go against every value that we hold. So they are pushing these onto these programs as well as the public schools, you know?
Let me ask you
So we
one.
don't
Well, let
want
me
them
ask
in
you. No,
homeschool.
no,
Let
no.
me.
I want to read Mark Poff as a question. I don't read it the way that she is saying, she being you, I think. They are saying that every child has the right to equal opportunity to quality education.
Right.
And
Right. So
so.
who defines quality? That's nowhere in there defined. They also use the word homeschool. That's not defined in the law as well. It's a
Okay.
diff they use different wording for the what we call homeschooling.
Well, let me ask one question. Do you really think that all these really bright lawyers on the Democratic side, and I know a lot of them, need the language in this constitutional amendment to go after
To screw us.
everything? No, they don't need it, and they can get around it. This does nothing. They could care less what you say in this. They will go around it, and they will get their judges, and they're all Democrats, to agree with them. So the fact that the wording is confusing is just a ruse. It's
But that
just a
makes your
ruse.
argument too, but why
No.
bother voting for it then, right?
Well,
If they're
because
going to
it
go around.
does give you at least a possibility of one, you cut down the school teachers. Public school teachers are all left wing. You will kill the public school teachers unions in the state. That's why they're giving millions and millions and millions to oppose this. Millions. And that's why the ACLU is opposing it, as well as every left wing group and you.
Oh, can I say
Well,
something?
so
Yep,
yeah,
Charlene,
go
jump
ahead.
in.
I follow Kim Munson. She's got a huge following on these voter guides. She says vote no on Amendment 80. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
For the same reasons I think that Carolyn is saying, right, Carolyn?
Yep. And it will kill it. It
Wait,
will kill it.
other people, what? Okay, is this
So
Carolyn's
explain.
vote no or vote yes?
Carolyn's a
Vote
vote
no.
no.
Oh, okay. And what is Chuck?
Vote yes, please.
Oh,
Get us
well,
away from the teachers unions. We do
I'll
not
have
want to be controlled
so
by her supporters, which are the
oh
teachers unions in
okay well
Colorado.
I'll have to go I'll have to defer to Chuck because he's the smartest of all of them. Thanks.
So are you,
Excellent.
so Chuck,
Excellent. I love her. I love her. Yeah, come on anytime and we'll interrupt. Tell me, though, tell me how this is going to destroy the teachers' unions by passing
I
this.
would
Well,
disagree with you on that.
what do you mean? Nobody disputes that. And no, that's why teacher unions across the country oppose all
Okay.
these ones. That's why they're pouring $4 million in
Teachers
this one.
unions will still
That
exist.
doesn't
No,
tell
they
me
won't,
how
because
it's going to
people will
be
go to
done.
charter schools and other ones, and the
Charter
regular
schools
schools
are
will shrink.
still,
okay,
no.
Chuck, charter schools are still public schools.
But they're
Charter
not
schools
part of the
are,
teachers union.
but
Chuck.
they could still pass a law to make
Right.
them part of the teachers union. I don't
They can
understand
pass a
how
law
this
for
would
anything,
stop it.
including whatever we pass.
Exactly. But how is this going to stop
Yeah, this won't
that?
affect the
Of
teachers
course,
union.
no, it's every state in the union. They're fighting this. All the people are against the
Chuck,
teacher union.
oh wait, hey,
Chuck,
Barney's trying
talk
to talk.
about the measure
Chuck.
that's before
All
us.
right, Barney. Okay, now Barney's on your side, I think, Carolyn.
Oh
So,
no. Well
okay,
now you're
Chuck.
really
Now
dead.
listen,
If
damn
you
it,
got
Chuck.
Barney on your side.
Damn it, listen to me, Chuck. I can't think of anything over the years that I've ever disagreed with you on, ever. But let me just say this.
Don't break that great record of yours.
Chuck, Julie, just when you get up there, just beat the hell out of him. You've got my permission. But listen, Chuck,
I'll do a Doug
listen.
Emhoff.
If you really want school choice,
Yeah.
what? You know, Rosen, the one thing I agreed on him forever was the true school choice. That means I want to send my kid to a private school. You give me part of that $15,000 you're charging for my kid to sit in public school. That's school choice. I love charter schools, but that was just a kiss-ass way to suck up to parents that were hell-bent that they were going to get their private school funding. All I'm going to say is that joke-ass woman, Christy, what's her name, Burton Brown? She's for it. And I tried to
Oh, there
call
are a
you
lot of
guys
people for it that I
yesterday.
don't
I
like.
know you. I was going to ask your advice, but I voted no on it. I'm sorry, Chuck,
You should
but
have
I
voted
just,
yes.
if she's for it,
Get
I'm
your
not for
ballot
it. Look,
back.
it goes sometimes.
Get your ballot back as soon as you
Chuck,
can.
as
No,
Chuck has
Chuck.
pointed out, perhaps not as politely as he could have, this is an interesting one where you do have the Colorado Christian Home Educators of Colorado on the same side as the teachers' unions. And I think that's one of the things that's confusing. Charlene says who put it on the ballot and that
Listen,
advanced Colorado on the issue today.
let's see how fast the teachers union get on something where you truly give people, hey, you want charter school? Fine. You want to switch in the district? You want to go to the better school? Fine. Hey, you want to go to the Catholic school? We're going to give you 10 grand a year so you can send your kid there. This is bullshit that you pay property taxes and you can't get any funding when you send your kid to Catholic school. It's just crap. Anyway, I still love you, Chuck. But Julie has every right when this show's over to funk you in the freaking head. Love you.
I love enthusiastic arguments.
Because we're wrapping, because we got to go. So I'm going to give Carolyn the last word.
Okay, Carolyn.
You have been very nice.
Oh, your time's up. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. Okay. So in 2020, Elizabeth Barthollet, the Harvard law professor, came out and said, we want a presumptive ban on homeschooling. Okay, we know that's their goal. But in her white paper, what she said is, what you need to do is give children the right to an education, and that's how we're going to do it. So we know how this is going. We've seen it across the globe. We don't hate charter schools. Stop it, Chuck. Public schools, fine. True. Just stay out of our business. That's all we want.
And I have our kid not to be able to go to work.
No, that is not it. No, I know. So
follow the money and follow all the money that's on her side. All the money.
Well, but all the money on this
side. That's not my side. Millions. They're not on my side.
You're on vote no. They're on vote no. You're on the same side.
Well, no, for different reasons, you're saying. Carolyn, listen, you have been great.
Thank you, Carolyn.
So thank you for coming into light, Jen. I didn't know that Chuck was going to do that.
She never knows.
I knew Chuck was going to do that. I still wasn't prepared for it, but I knew he would do that.
You held your own. Bye-bye. Thank you, Carolyn. Hey, it is indeed Party Friday. And after that,
as we just demonstrated. Nothing's better than a vigorous discussion during Party Friday.
But I don't know if you guys saw the testy tents. Barney is like, Chuck was hard on her.
I can be much worse. She seems like a bit.
I'm speaking now, Chuck.
Kamala imitation.
On Ethel Kennedy's funeral. I don't know if you guys saw the videotape of Biden and Barack Obama talking, but we have been able to get exclusive videotape of what was actually being said in that conversation. And we want to play that for you on this Party Friday. So Thomas, if you could please play the Obama-Biden spoof.
So is Kamala doing okay?
Nope. She's down, Joe. I think they found out that she's retarded, and now we're basically fucked. Trump is killing us at the polls, so yes, we're going to lose Joe.
Damn it. Wait. What if I come back to run again?
As candidate?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way, Joe. The only person in this world who is even more retarded than Kamala Harris is basically you. So no, Joe, you're not going back yet. Let's let it all play out. Okay, let's just, we'll talk later, Joe.
Okay. Women looking fine up in here.
I think. And you can tell that's probably what they're saying, actually, version of that.
Yeah.
and who knows? Hey, that is going to wrap it up. One other thing, too, though. I do want to encourage people. We have the list, and we'll talk about this Monday. Rhino Watch has an expanded list of all the people who either attended Trader Todd's meeting or sent a proxy in. Depressingly, out of the 14 Republican senators, 8 of them attended the meeting to oust Dave Williams, who knew your elected representatives at work. In the House of 19 Republicans, 9 signed the bill to oust Dave Williams. So it's got a list of all of the
rhinos,
of the rhino elected officials, plus the other people like KBB, Chris Murray, people who are not even voting
members.
And this
is not intended to be a overall list. This is just kind of their newest reiteration of who are rhinos. There are other rhinos. Don't think this is
just a list of people who voted to oust the Republican Party and now have the audacity to say that people like us are being divisive for like showing their names. It's seriously?
You can't tell people what I really think. I didn't know that was going to happen.
That's right. From Dr. Donna, Gabe and Ryan were on the list also. Exactly. Leo says rhino hunting season, buy your permits here. And Barney, you get a free permit. So there you go. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for the show.
Everybody.
Thank you to Carolyn and to Carl.
Appreciate her coming on.
And to Carl. And we will see you all on Monday.
Bye-bye.